Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
What started out as a low-cost Pilum High retailer in Dublin on Mary Street in 1969 has now developed into a global fashion behemoth with 446 stores worldwide. We call the stores Pennies, but they're known, of course, as Primark overseas. They'll be investing a further 40 million in stores next month in Portugal. But next month here in Ireland, for consumers in North Wicklow, Pennies will be opening its latest in Ireland in the 38th store in Bray. And Fintan Costello is the head of Pennies in Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Fintan.
Good morning, Joe.
First time in Wicklow. I'm surprised you haven't been there before.
Yeah, it's our first store down in Wicklow and super excited.
Is it going to be big compared to, you know, the one in Dundrum, for example?
It's going to be 19,600. So our Dundrum store is 60,000 square feet.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's
not insignificant.
Definitely not. And we know, if you look at all the excitement that's been building there in Bray, we're delighted to be able to now open on the 18th. So, yeah, we're expecting a busy, busy store.
And will there be festivities and balloons and bands and all that kind of stuff?
Of course. Yeah. You know, at all our openings, there's a huge amount of excitement, not least from our colleagues, but also the local community.
Yeah.
You know, when we open our stores, we open in the heart of the communities there. So it's Bray Central.
Yeah.
Shopping centre. So I was there myself, and you know, Bray is a busy and bustling town. So there's going to be lots of excitement and lots of balloons, no doubt.
How does the likes of Penny's and Primark International compete with the new Chinese entrants of Temu and Shein or Shine? I never know how to pronounce it.
Well, look, if you look at our business, you know, there's obviously always competition out there in retail, be it on the high street or online. You know, our focus is definitely on our high street bricks and mortar offer in the heart of the community.
Mm.
But also we have a massive digital presence ourselves as well. So that's really important for us. You know,
you didn't a few years ago.
Well, we had our website, but we knew that we needed to update that, and that was done. You know, we completed that last year. So it's a fantastic website there now for our customers. One of the special things that we introduced there was our stock checker. So now our customers can actually go online and check to see if the stock is in the store before they make their journey. So that's gone down really well, particularly in
Ireland.
Before
they jump on the dart to Bray.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's gone down really well here. And of course, we have a massive social media presence as well online. So
I mentioned that you're opening a 446th store. I mean, that is a huge number worldwide. Is there any chance that you're going to reach peak Pennies, peak Primark at some point?
Well, look, we've announced our plans to hit 530 by 2026, and we're on target to meet that as well. So, you know, we do have a strong expansion plan across the business. So, you know, we just keep moving forward.
Okay. You guys have to turn fashion around pretty quick. How long does it take from drawing board to hitting the rails?
Well, look, we plan a year ahead. You know, and that's part of a success of our business, planning ahead. We look to see what's upcoming, but also we always
have you already learned. Done Christmas this year?
Yeah, so Christmas is ready. It's ready to go. So
it's in a warehouse somewhere.
The stock hasn't hit, hasn't arrived yet, but from our design teams, you know, that's planned. And from the rest of the teams as well. So it's certainly not in the warehouses yet, but we're working with our suppliers.
But when it comes to fast fashion, you need to know what people want. And that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, look, there's nothing fast about what we do. Like I said, we do plan ahead.
Mm.
We ship all our stock comes across the sea. Mm-hmm. 99% of our range as well. So
is it most of it mostly made in the Far East and South Asia?
Yeah, all over. You know, we've got many suppliers, but yeah, absolutely. So a lot of it would come out of Asia and the Far East as well. And, you know, we've worked for a very long time with some of our suppliers and built up relationships as well. So.
And you're never going to have another Rana Plaza with, you know, child labour, any of that stuff.
Look, that was terrible, obviously, what happened there in Rana Plaza and, across all the retail industry as well.
And you know your supply chain, so that can't be possible, I presume.
No, we do. We have over 130 colleagues in market as well who are working with our supply chains as well. And like I said, we've built up, you know, we audit all our factories. They're all independently audited as well, even before we start our contracts. So we do have a strong you know, relationship and history there.
And you've worked in Primark in the UK, and you've worked in Germany, and you worked in Spain.
These are
very strong markets for Primark stroke pennies.
Absolutely, you know, and that's the beauty of the brand. You know, it does go across all the countries. You know, the excitement is there across all the markets. And like you said, look, I'm over 30 years in the business, so I'm what they call a lifer at this stage. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I had the privilege.
What do the Irish want different from the Germans or the Spanish, for example?
Well, look, there is quirks, you're right, across the markets. But the Irish in particular, you know, we love our nightwear here.
Pajamas.
Pajamas. It's as simple as that, the PJs. And if you take our licensed PJ sets, for example, we're selling two pairs every minute in Ireland.
Gosh.
So it's just phenomenal.
Is that because we have a lot of students here?
Well, I imagine so. Yeah, you know, the students like to crash, you know, after college.
They like
college,
to sleep
so in. They like to be cosy, and they like to be cosy in their Primark PJs.
And is it also maybe weather related? Is there anything else that we do here that they don't do in other places?
We do. We have a very strong homeware business in Ireland as well. So everything from bedding to furnishings, but also at the moment in particular, our ceramics for our kitchen are doing really, really well. So we've got a beautiful range of flour and fruits in store. So homeware is the other one. I suppose the other big trend at the moment is festival. Everything festival that's going on.
Especially at this time of the year.
Especially at this time.
Best of luck with your opening in Bray. Thank you for joining us, Fintan. That's Fintan Costello, the head of Pennies.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for this week and this month almost.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.